Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for March 12, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I want to talk to you today about how we are not defined by our skin. Now, I think we'd all agree that logic says we're not defined by our skin. The enemy sure tries to get us thinking illogically, though, that who we are is, in fact, determined by our appearance. His mission, of course, is to lure us into believing that our worth as persons is measured by our aesthetics in the eyes of others. Thousands of plastic surgeons and hundreds of diet and fitness companies make billions of dollars annually, primarily because of this lie. I was reminded the other day of just how pervasive this lie really is. I was at the county tax collector's office to pay for the annual registration on my SUV. While waiting in line, I heard one of the clerks at another window talk with a 40-something male about his upcoming marriage and how his soon-to-be wife would have to get a new driver's license, of course, and that would involve the taking of a new photo. The clerk said, "Make sure she knows a new photo will be taken, so she isn't surprised when she gets here. Some women can be hard to deal with when they aren't happy with how their pictures turn out." If the man would have kept quiet, he would have saved himself some subsequent embarrassment, but instead he chose to speak up. Or was it the narcissist whom the man had failed to restrain within himself? Clearly the man missed that he was being set up by the clerk. "Yeah, some women are like that, all right," he said. Then the clerk looked at him for a second and then fired the shot heard round the office. "Well, I'll tell you, sir, I've never had a woman ask for 5 retakes." For a few seconds, the room fell silent. Wow. That's when I saw that the man might have been defining himself by his skin. That's when I noticed that he was wearing designer jeans that were too tight, an expensive shirt of the sort worn by high-end fishing guides, a gold earring in his left ear, a fancy watch, and an obviously expensive haircut. And he was single, at least for now. He said almost nothing during the remaining 90 seconds of the transaction, and then he left. A 40-something guy that wanted 5 retakes? That's my new definition of someone thinking he or she is defined by his skin. Middle-aged crazy is a bad thing, that's for sure. Listen, we're to be defined by whose banner we carry, by whose purposes we serve, by who is living on the throne of our hearts, and by our fruits. We are not to be defined by how we look in a mirror. Even Jesus said, "By their fruits you shall know them." When people think of you, do they define you by your appearance or do they define you by your character and conduct? Please seek to be defined by your faith, not by your flesh. The Bible says Jesus wasn't attractive, yet think of all he accomplished. That gives hope and a mission to us all, doesn't it? As always, I love you, Martin.